Every time I delve into parables of Jesus, I learn things that I didn't learn before. They have so many layers, they're so multifaceted. And this one was no different as I was looking at this parable this week. Remember that first century Palestine was a culture of shame or honor. And when that first son says to his father, he will not go, that brought shame to the father. And yet he's the one who changed his mind and did indeed go. I used to think it was just like, who did the will of the father? It was the first one, but there's so much more to that than this as well. So what Matthew tells us right before this section is that the chief priests and the elders of the people were asking Jesus in the temple, by what authority is he teaching? It was to that he addressed this parable. And hold on to your seats. He actually shames those people who did the questioning, because they are the ones who are saying yes to God in the Testament, the first scriptures, and yet the ones who aren't really doing anything about it, just like that first son. By the way, the word that was translated son in the Greek actually just means child. It doesn't mean son or daughter. It's ambiguous there. So anyway, the first child says no and then does it. Second one, child says yes and doesn't do it. And we have the shaming of the father, and now the shaming of the chief priests and elders, because they asked that question, and everybody in the audience knows that they're the ones who also are saying yes to God and not following through. Jesus really echoes that Christ hymn, which was the Philippians reading, the second reading, most of which is prayed every Saturday night throughout the year in the Liturgy of the Hours or the Divine Office. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, but rather emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Paul tells us, put the needs of others ahead of your own. And that indeed is what that first son was doing, listening to his father, even though he said he would not. And the verb that he changed his mind isn't kind of like a lighthearted thing. You know, do I run to the store first and then do other chores after, or do those chores at home first and then run to the store? You might change your mind. But no. It was a strong Greek verb saying that he totally reoriented his priorities. That's what that first son did, totally reoriented his priorities. And that's what he wanted the chief priests and the elders of the people to do as well. He uses the example of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was preaching repentance. The tax collectors and the prostitutes listened, and they changed their priorities. You heard that preaching and you didn't do it. And now in the case of Jesus, they're also hearing the good news and they are not changing their priorities. We have to constantly change our priorities. You know, Einstein is the one who said famously, everything in the universe is changing except our minds. We've got to reorient our priorities so that they are just like Jesus. We empty ourselves. He took the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. But it was thus that God exalted him, giving him the name above all other names. We have that same name, the name of Christian. We are baptized into the body of Christ. We bear the name of Christ. We are members of Christ's body. We are his body, his presence here on earth. And so we've got a major challenge to live out. And it means constantly reorienting our priorities so that we indeed do find ourselves more conformed to that person of Christ by emptying ourselves of self, of selfishness, of narrowness, of bitterness, so that when we empty ourselves of all that negativity, God can fill us. God can really surround us as well as we become more Christ-like our priorities are more Christ-like as well. So we celebrate that emptying of Christ, and we ask that we have the strength to do the same, so that our priorities conform with Christ's priorities, with Christ's will, and that we become more Christ-like and more perfectly the body of Christ here on earth.